Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ramon, good morning.
Good morning. We're back now, right?
There we much, go. Much better. There we go. All right, let's get right to it because we lost a little time. Did you leave plays on the field offensively against the Patriots, or do you just have to walk away from it and say, it doesn't matter how you get it done, it's New England, a win is a win is a win?
We definitely left plays out there, but considering, you know, some of the stuff that did happen in the game, we kind of stalled a little bit for a second. It should have at least have been about 24 points, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. It was good to actually get a win because that's still a good team. Well, they execute really well anyway, and they have one of the best quarterbacks ever played a game. So when you have that, I don't care if you win like you did last night, 12-9 or whatever the case may have been, it's good to just get a win. And plus, we were at home. AFC type of win, and we're still in the hunt.
How do you guys get down to essentially your third running back this season, Ramon, and you continue to churn out yards on the ground?
One of those guys also that focus in on getting the job done. I got to tip my hat to Coach Saxon and the running backs in general because that group of guys took on a lot of heat. They took on a lot of uncertainty from a lot of different people, and they kept their heads down and went to work. And, you know, just honestly, it's Coach Munch and Coach Durrett. They have really trained us in a way that, hey, we got to go get the job done. And they've, you know, whatever they've done as far as psyching us out to say, hey, you guys are the guys that got to lead this team. We've kind of taken that on. And true enough, it hasn't been great at times for us. But with the job that we can do in front of us like this past weekend, it can be consistent from us. So my hats to the coaching staff and just the guys that do the work.
We joke around a lot. You and I do, and Jim does, and people who in town know, because we know you like that, right? We're allowed to joke around. But
yeah.
After the game, you didn't get into Jim a little bit, but there was a moment of being serious, and I'd like to get into that a little bit more. You're past the jokes about Boswell with everybody in this town, aren't you?
Yeah, I am a little bit, because it's one of those situations that kind of got broken down to us also. If there's a guy that's on the street right now at this time of the year, he's on the street for a reason. And with what we have in Chris Boswell as a kicker, is the best, absolute option that it's a lot better than a lot of teams. If you go back and also look at it, the New England Patriots kicker, who's been solid for years, has done the same exact thing, has gone through some of the same stuff that Boswell has gone through. So if he misses a kick, yes or no, I'm patting him on his back like, hey, let's go, because you're a part of this team. You know, his situation is highlighted because during his time of him being able to do a job, everybody's looking at him. And especially through his situations right now, everybody's focusing, okay, will he do it or will he not do it? And so he's our guy. He's our teammate. We got to support him fully in everything that he's doing. And with that mind game of being in this league is hard enough. So we can't be down on the guy when we know for sure there's nobody better than him out there, and we know what he's done in the past also.
Do you have confidence in him, though?
I do. Given an opportunity, man, and however he has to clear his mind about doing his job, I know for sure he can do it. He has done it. And this is also this day and age where everybody can voice their opinion as quickly as they have to. Our guy deletes his Twitter and social media account. I think that says a lot about what that guy's personally going through. So when you've been in that situation before, I'm sure people have attacked you in that way too. And I'm not sure if it's been to the extent that he has gone through, because clearly it's pretty bad. You got to kind of like back off the kid, man. Could you do what he's doing week in and week out? I don't think many people can. So we got to kind of respect that a little bit too.
Ramon Foster, Steelers guard, with us here on the Fan Morning Show for his weekly visit. Ramon, you guys are up by a touchdown after Boz makes the 48-yarder. There's 2.5 minutes left in the game. Tom Brady's getting the football, and he's ripped your hearts out before, in that manner, getting the ball late and driving down the field for what would have been a tying touchdown there. What are your thoughts on the sideline, you and the offensive line, as you're watching that?
Honestly, it was I really felt good about our defense the entire week this week. Looking at them and how they practice, man, I said to somebody earlier, I was like, man, it looked like they were in I said that in the sense that they were moving around quick. Their communication was high. And considering the situation that we were in, they wanted to prove everybody wrong, too. So it was refreshing to see that. Was I worried? Yeah, because anything could happen in those moments. Heck, that could have happened at Joe Blow at quarterback. You know, at any point in time, somebody can make a play. And they do have dynamic playmakers. But our defense, they looked really well last week in practice, and it carried over into the game.
Ramon Foster joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, as he does every Tuesday at about this time. When did New Orleans become this defensive first team, and what do you see out of them?
I see a bunch of quick guys up front. Cam Jordan, he is a very dynamic player. And when you top that up with their offense that can score at any moment, you're playing with both sides of the ball at a very high level, man. We got our hands full this weekend. The D-tackle rankings, I think, he's top in D-tackle sacks. Cam Jordan is another guy that's a Pro Bowl, All-Pro guy. We got to be on our job this weekend.
With Ben nursing the rib injury, does it make you even more hyper-aware of their pass rush?
It does. It does. Because anybody that can get a sack on Ben, they absolutely love it. I think they enjoy – there's certain quarterbacks in this league that they enjoy taking down at. Ben, unless they Tom Brady, is another. Aaron Rodgers is another type of guy. If they can hit him, you know, drill him into the ground and pull their hands out as if they didn't try to do that, they will do that type of hit on Ben. And we have to have a heightened sense of security around him this weekend, especially at their place, too.
Let's revisit Sunday again real quick. Ramon Foster here on the Fan Morning Show. And playing the Patriots, if you just closed your eyes and listened to the crowd, it had to feel like a playoff game.
It did. It was electric, man. And I know I said earlier in the week we got to handle our business and the crowd would be a non-factor, but they were a huge factor in this past game. I think they had like two or three false starts. Just the anxiety of the crowd and a couple of their offensive linemen had holding calls because they were a second late on their snap count. It was huge. When Renegade played, it had to have been one of the loudest times I've ever heard the song and the people in the crowd. It was a thing of, I hate to say a thing of legends, but it was actually really doggone cool.
Ramon, this has been an up and down season. The slow start, the 6-game winning streak, but then the 3 losses in a row. You bounce back against New England. How important is it? And understanding nothing secured yet, but how important is it to go into January if you're going to go into the playoffs on a high note and get out of New Orleans? Perhaps stealing a win in some people's eyes.
That's huge, man. And it won't be stealing a win. It'll be whooping somebody, but that's exactly what that is. You know, I hate that when we do something good as a team, the Steelers, that is, it's the other team lost instead of us beating them. No, that's not the case. But the streaks in this league is huge. If we get on the streak the way we plan to right now in this month, you know, we've proven that before. And you guys know how the playoffs go. It's one of those things that the hottest team is the team that wins the championship. And momentum is one heck of a thing to be dealing with. And we reel off these next two, moving to the playoffs as a hot team, man. We got a really good shot of being in Atlanta.
What's it say about Eli Rogers to come in ready to play after being down for so long?
Man, I saw him working out yesterday at the facility. And if you know Eli, man, he's a bouncy type of guy, man. He's happy. He's focused. He loves the game. He loves the sport. And I asked him, I was like, did you hear the crowd, like, scream for you when you made your first catch? And I don't think it registered to him, man. It's a testament to him because Eli is one of those solid guys that we love to have around. He's a kid, and he's enjoying what he does. And it was huge for us, man. And he was huge in the game for us. I was glad to see him out there.
Ramon, I think I've asked you a similar question earlier this season, but it keeps coming back when you see Ben spread the ball around the way he has. Does it feel like you've got as many weapons on offense this year as you've ever had?
We do. And, you know, considering certain guys have been out, James has been out for the last 2 weeks, and the way teams have tried to take away AB, I think I don't know if we're acknowledging that aspect of our offense more you know, publicly than we should be. AB has been double and triple teamed every single play. And for the guys around him, Juju and finally James Washington and Jalen coming in, Ridley, I mean, Vance and all the tight ends, Jesse, I mean, it says a lot about how this team is made up and the guys that are actually making those plays too, man. They've done everything they can to take away our playmakers, and other guys have stepped up. So we are a more than capable team of getting it done, really, for sure. I mean, when we're just speaking offensively right now, we have a lot of talent.
Last thing for you is we're joined by Ramon Foster. I know you're active on social media. You see all this stuff on there. Isn't it pretty enlightening? You hear all these ridiculous stories about guys in football that do the wrong thing. But to see Juju have the city in the palm of his hand right now, he's at tailgate parties, he's out having fun. What's it like to have a guy like that on your football team and just see a young role model and somebody who all these young kids want to be around?
It's really cool, man. It's funny, my kids, I'm just dad, but to like when they see guys like Juju and even Switzer, across the board, James Conner, those guys are doing it the right way, and it's refreshing and it's good that guys like that are getting highlighted too. Like you said, especially with Juju right now, with the way he's playing, the way he's doing social media, heck, even his dog is benefiting off of it. So, you know, my hat's off to, number one, Juju's parents for raising him the right way. And that kid has done a lot of stuff as far as, like, getting the right people around him. And as a rookie last year, he's asking us questions. What do I need to do this? And I think he ended up firing, like, one management team and finding another one because it was a better look for him. So that says a lot about what he plans to do in this league and with his life. It's kind of exciting.
Ramon Foster, Fan Morning Show. Ramon, good luck in New Orleans. We'll chat again soon. Go down there, get a win, and get back home.
No doubt.
All right.
Thanks, Ramon.
He is locked in, Ramon. Good stuff.
It's going to be a butt whooping.
That's what he says. And you know what? There is a certain level of him being right about it's a lot of times, especially against the Patriots, what they did wrong, not what the Steelers
yep.
did right. Because I watched NFL Network yesterday, and I saw some of this. I thought Burleson was really good.
Nate's
fantastic. But I thought the other guys were kind of like, all right, let's diagnose how the Patriots lost this football
game. That's been
the
main story, not just here, but around the country in the last 36 hours, is, whoa, what's wrong with the Patriots?
Like, losing sight of the fact that it was it a bad throw? Sure. But Joe Hayden made a really athletic play to intercept
the ladder.
That ball. And the Steelers
and
defense locked it down after, and they made mm-hmm. some adjustments. I don't care who you want to give credit to. If you want to give credit to Mike Tomlin, if you want to give credit to Keith Butler, if you want to give credit to Jim Herman, if you want to give credit to Joey Porter, whomever you want, Jerry O, whoever, Tom Bradley, I don't know. But that had the way into it. They did something, too. It wasn't just Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski screwing up.
No.
And I don't think that's been highlighted enough.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.